Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest, and today we're talking about our News Digest.
We sure are, and we're talking about baseball, which I love. Tom isn't quite as excited about baseball, but
that's
okay.
Depends on my mood, actually. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I'm eh. You know, don't
yeah,
really
but
care.
Wasn't it exciting when we were watching Taiwan in the World Baseball Classic?
It was. Actually, I was at home, and I was working on the computer, and then all of a sudden, I heard a bunch of people cheering outside, and I realized that in the big, you know, housing complex next to where I live, they must have been watching the baseball game.
Of course.
At the time, that was when Taiwan got some home runs ahead of Japan, but Japan later tied the game and won it in extra innings. But still, it was very exciting for the people of Taiwan. They advanced to the next stage, but then they were totally demolished by Cuba.
Oh, but they did so well. I was so proud of them. I really was. And I was one of those people who dashed home from work so I could see the game. It was very exciting. We almost beat Korea, too. I really wanted to beat Korea.
Everybody wants to beat Korea.
Yeah.
Except for Korea, of course. But we are talking about the resurgence in interest in baseball here in Taiwan. Of course, people in Taiwan have always loved baseball, but now they love it even more, I think, because of the World Baseball Classic. But hopefully this momentum will continue and the league will expand. I think they only have about four teams right now. Which, to me, isn't a lot, but if they had six or eight, that might be more exciting. But in any case, let's talk about this today. Let's read through the entire content of our lesson for today, and then let's discuss it.
Following the World Baseball Classic, WBC, Taiwan not only rose in the international ranks, but also reignited the country's passion for baseball after several years of tumult in local leagues. A record number of people converged in Taoyuan International Baseball Stadium to catch the season opening game of the Chinese Professional Baseball League. The game saw the Lamego Monkeys take on the uni-president 7-Eleven Lions with a record 17,693 fans in attendance. The defending champion Monkeys dashed any hopes the Lions had to win by ending the game 10-8 in a nail-biter. The game in Taoyuan signaled a rebirth and hopefully a bright future for baseball in Taiwan. About 11,000 tickets were sold in advance, and fans lined up for hours outside the stadium to buy almost 7,000 more tickets. This game also did not disappoint the fans with its exciting and nerve-wracking plays. Never did the Monkeys think of resting on their laurels during the matchup, much to the Lions' dismay. The Lions tried valiantly to stage a comeback, but the Monkeys sealed the deal after a strikeout with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. Regarding the current world baseball ranking, Cuba retains the top spot, with the United States and Japan in second and third place, respectively. Taiwan moved up to number four from fifth place. This climb in the ranks has inspired Taiwanese people to pay more attention to baseball and brought back local pride, which had previously dissipated.
Okay, the time has arrived for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson, of today's News Digest. The title here is Baseball Experiences Resurgence in Taiwan. It makes a comeback, and the opening game broke attendance records. So a resurgence means something has come forward again in its original state of power. That means that baseball was popular before, and then it wasn't so popular, and now it's made a comeback. It has had a resurgence.
That's really cool. Well, it's kind of because of the World Baseball Classic. You know, it's a time for people around the world to show, the Americans at least, and some of the Canadians, that they have good baseball players too. Because most of the major league teams are in America, right?
Right.
The U.S., and one in Canada at least. But the rest of the world has players that are playing within the MLB, as we call it. But this is their chance to go, hey, our whole country has a pretty good team. So it's kind of exciting for other countries to get together. I must say the U.S.'s team that they usually send to the WBC isn't very good, because a lot of the players just want to rest or they're in spring training.
You mean the U.S. doesn't send its best players?
No.
So if they did, the U.S. would probably win every year.
Well, we have the major leagues to watch. It's okay. They might, but there are still some darn good players in other countries.
True. It's especially popular in, of course, the Americas, the United States, and then other Latin American countries.
But South America.
Yes, Venezuela, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Cuba.
Yeah.
All those places love baseball. Oh. And then there are some other places that do, too, like Australia sort of does, and the Netherlands does, too. And, of course, out here in Korea and Taiwan and Japan, it's very popular as well. Well, let's talk about the World Baseball Classic. Following the World Baseball Classic, or WBC, Taiwan not only rose in the international ranks, but also reignited the country's passion for baseball after several years of tumult in local leagues. Which is, I guess, the result of gambling. I guess a lot of times gambling comes into the local leagues and players are paid to throw games, which means to lose games on purpose. That happens sometimes, so people kind of get disillusioned, and they say, let's not watch local baseball. It's all corrupt.
Well, there was a big local scandal several years ago, and after that, the fans kind of fell away.
But it happens all the time. I've been in Taiwan for many years. It waxes and wanes, as we say, but right now it has a surge of interest. We also see this phrase here, to reignite.
Uh-huh.
Usually to ignite something means to start a fire. Lightning ignited the fire, for example. But to reignite means to light something on fire again. The passion has been reignited after several years of tumult. Did I say that word?
Tumult.
Tumult. Yeah, the accent is on the first
syllable. Yeah, it's kind of a weird word. We don't use it a lot, but it's kind of cool. Just means a state where there's a lot of noisy confusion, there's disorder going around, it's kind of a mess. You could also say uproar, commotion. Tumult just means there was a lot of confusion or things were in a mess in the local league, so people kind of stopped watching. Tom, you mentioned wax and wane. If something waxes and wanes, it comes and goes. Just kind of a phrase we use sometimes.
Has highs and lows.
Yeah, and this is what has happened with the fans following baseball here. Well, there were a record number of people who converged in Taoyuan's International Baseball Stadium to catch this season opener. The season opener is the first game of the season. If you converge somewhere, it just means you all come together. And here we're saying everyone came together to have one purpose. That purpose was, of course, to cheer for their team. And they were watching the first game of the season.
Right, to converge, to kind of come together from all different directions. So people gathered at the Taoyuan International Baseball Stadium. They caught the opening game of the Chinese Professional Baseball League, or rather, I should say, the season opening game, which means the first game of the season this year, the 2013 baseball season.
So we have two teams who are competing against each other, the Lamego Monkeys. They were taking on the Uni-President 7-Eleven Lions. So we've got the Monkeys versus the Lions. To take on here is a verb phrase we use to mean to compete against. So you're taking on a person. If you're competing against one person, or here we're taking on a team. I could say the Yankees are taking on the Red Sox tonight on MLB TV station.
You're always watching the Yankees play the Red Sox.
Well,
that's always your example.
They're not so good this year, but that's my team.
You know why they're not so good? Because Wang Jianming is no longer pitching for the Yankees. They would win
the World Series
if he was.
He's in their minor league system. Did you
know? Oh, yeah. I thought he was pitching for the Washington.
See, Tom doesn't pay attention to baseball. Wang signed with the Yankees, and He's strengthening his arm right now.
Well, maybe we'll see him in play later this year.
Hopefully.
But in any case, these are some examples of some local teams. I know that the Brother Elephants, we've got the Lamego Monkeys, the Uni-President 7-Eleven Lions. What's the fourth team? I can't think of it right now. But there was a record number of fans in attendance. 17,693 fans were there for the opening game of this year's season. But the defending champion Monkeys dashed any hopes the Lions had to win by ending the game 10-8 in a nail-biter. So here are the champions, the Monkeys, I guess they won last year, Dash the hopes of the Lions. If you dash something, basically you destroy it. So they destroyed any hopes the Lions had of winning.
Yeah, you ruin or destroy something by dashing someone's hopes, their expectations. Here we're dashing someone's hopes. A nail biter is very descriptive of what it is. If you're really nervous, you'll see people who will put their hands up to their mouths and start biting their fingernails because they're really nervous, they're worried. I used to bite my nails when I was a little kid.
Ooh.
And then I started growing them out because I thought that looked prettier. So a nail biter is just describing something like a game or a movie that makes people feel really nervous because they don't know how it's going to end or what the final moment's going to be. And that was kind of what happened in this game because it was pretty tight and they didn't know who was going to win at the end.
That was a pretty close score there, 10-8, and it's also kind of a high score there, so there was lots of action, lots of hits and home runs and stuff like that. Well, the game in Taoyuan signaled a rebirth and hopefully a bright future for baseball in Taiwan. So, yes, interest in professional baseball here in Taiwan had been, you know, kind of going down in recent years. Maybe people are more interested in watching Taiwan's stars shine in the major leagues. You know, Wong Jianming, of course, and
Chen Weiying.
Yeah, he's for the Orioles. Is he still pitching?
He's with Baltimore, and he's pitching well. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe people are more excited to watch that than local baseball. But you know, I beg to differ. I still would rather. I'd love to go see a local baseball game because the fans here really get into it. There are people beating drums and chanting, and they all beat those little plastic things together. I don't know what those things are called, actually, but it sounds like a great time, and I'm looking forward to my first game. I don't care who wins or loses. I'm just going to be there for the fun. Well, that's about all we have to say for the first part of our lesson today. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好,我是Vivian. 今天让我们一起来看这阵子很夯的棒球主题。第一段第一句是 Following the World Baseball Classic, WBC, Taiwan not only rose in the international ranks, but also reignited the country's passion for baseball after several years of tumult in local leagues. 这边的following后面接一个事件, 再接一个完整的叙述句, 就表示这个句子所陈述的内容 发生在那个事件之后, 也可以用after这个字。 若改成followed by, 用过去式, 则它后面接的事件会比叙述句中的那个事件晚发生。 A tumult, T-U-M-U-L-T, 这个单字比较少见, 指的是前几年台湾职棒迁都舞弊的事件, 弄得满城风雨, 带来混乱的纷扰, 也可以用turmoil这个字, 拼法是 T-U-R-M-O-I-L。 我们看到第一段第二句, A record number of people converged in Taoyuan International Baseball Stadium to catch the season opening game of the Chinese Professional Baseball League. 破纪录的人数涌向桃园国际棒球场观赏中华职业棒球联赛的开季赛。 Record在这边是当形容词使用, 后面接名词表示这项事物是目前记录上最高的。 Stadium这个字是体育场的意思, 指的是可以容纳几万人看台区有座位的露天体育场常用来进行体育活动或者演唱会, 例如说板桥体育场啊,或者是以前的中山足球场等等,而小巨蛋这一类可以容纳大概1万人左右的场地, 则称为 arena, A-R-E-N-A. 我们往下看第一段第三句, The game saw the Lamigo Monkeys take on the Uni-President 7-Eleven Lions with a record 17,693 fans in attendance. Take on somebody, 或者是 take somebody on, 这个片语, 在这边是谁与谁较量,谁跟谁比赛的意思, 而第三个字 saw是感官动词 see的过去式, 并不是真的在说the game这场游戏, 他看到了什么, 而是抽象的指他见证经历了什么, 由于他见证了两队较量的完整过程, 而不单只是比赛中的部分过程, 因此后面接的take on使用原形动词, 而不是现在分词, 接着我们看第一段最后一句, The defending champion Monkeys dashed any hopes the Lions had to win by ending the game 10-8 in a nail-biter. 卫冕冠军桃园队以10-8赢下这场拉锯战, 粉碎了统一狮赢球的希望。 Defending champion就是卫冕冠军的意思, 因为他们要捍卫自己的冠军地位, 因此用defend这个字。 Champion就是冠军, 而亚军则是 runner-up, R-U-N-N-E-R-UP, 而 nail-biter, N-A-I-L-biter, 字面上的意思就是让人咬指甲的事物，指的是情节或者是过程让人很紧张的故事或者是比赛，是不是非常的有画面呢？好，我们往下看第二段第一句。The game in Taoyuan signaled a rebirth and hopefully a bright future for baseball in Taiwan. 这场在桃园的比赛象征着台湾棒球的复苏，希望也意味着台湾棒球的光明前景。Signal 作为名词使用是信号、标志的意思，在这边做动词使用，我们可以想象这场比赛成为一个标志的画面。而是什么样的标志呢？台湾棒球的重生 Rebirth R-E-B-I-R-T-H 以及 Hopefully a bright future 希望也意味着光明的前景。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our game here. Well, either our program. I do want to talk a game here because we're talking about baseball. But, of course, that big game in Taoyuan that began this year's season was attended by a lot of people. It broke records and it signaled a rebirth and hopefully a bright future for baseball in Taiwan. Now, about 11,000 tickets were sold in advance. People bought them ahead of time. Probably online, and fans lined up for hours outside the stadium to buy almost 7,000 more tickets. So we had people waiting in line in Taoyuan there to get tickets for this game. The game also did not disappoint the fans because it had these exciting and nerve-wracking plays.
Ooh, nerve-wracking. That's a great word. I don't think we've ever come across that. In one of our articles here.
It's the first time for everybody.
I know, but we actually use it quite frequently when we're speaking. Oh, it's so nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking just means it really makes you nervous, you feel worried. Things that are nerve-wracking might be giving a speech in public or performing on stage for the first time. Maybe going to a big job interview will be nerve-wracking for you. Or taking your college entrance exams, that's a nerve-wracking experience. Well, it's nerve-wracking to watch these baseball plays because your team might be behind or barely have a lead, and it looks like they're going to lose it, so you start getting really nervous, maybe even starting to bite your fingernails.
Yeah, when I was watching that game between Taiwan and Japan, it was certainly very nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they hold on to their lead and beat the Japanese? Unfortunately, they couldn't, and they lost. But in any case here, this game was very exciting. It was very nerve-wracking. It was a real nail-biter. The fans were on the edges of their seats. Never did the Monkeys think of resting on their laurels during the matchup, much to the Lions' dismay. So never did the Monkeys think. You could also say the Monkeys never thought of resting on their laurels. This phrase, to rest on your laurels, means that you've gotten quite successful, you think you're pretty smart, so you start to relax and take it easy. Maybe sometimes people say that that's what happened to the Roman Empire. They rested on their laurels too much, and they were conquered by other kingdoms later on.
Now, you might see laurels by itself some point in your life, but for the most part, it's always used in this phrase, to rest on one's laurels. So laurels by itself means some honor that you're given for some achievement that you've had, or maybe fame because you've achieved or had some sort of success somewhere in your life. But as Tom says, it's always rest on your laurels, rest on their laurels. You can't just be satisfied with past successes you've had. You got to keep working hard so that you'll have future successes. And that's what they wanted. They had scored a lot, but they didn't stop. They kept going. Your matchup is just another way to say a contest or the competition between these athletes or sports teams. So they didn't rest on their laurels. They kept working to add to their score.
And we also have the word matchup here, which means when you take two teams and place them together to play each other. The New York-Boston matchup is always very exciting in the MLB. And here we have the phrase, much to the Lions' dismay. That means this was very disappointing to the Lions. The Lions would have preferred that the Monkees rested on their laurels and, you know, kind of give up and think they're so good mm-hmm. that they don't need to try hard.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. The Monkees kept working hard, and the Lions lost the game as a result. This may, of course, is a feeling of depression or disappointment.
Well, the Lions tried valiantly to stage a comeback. If you do something valiantly, you're showing a lot of courage. Soldiers are often described as being valiant, or maybe someone who has cancer is described as battling valiantly against that disease, which is so tough. Well, they tried to stage a comeback. If you stage something, you're successful in doing it or making it. Here, we're using it to say they had a very nice comeback. Well, they tried anyway. A comeback is when you come from behind and you move ahead. Here, you could also say they were behind in the score and they wanted to move ahead. If your career is not going well after a while and you've had some success in the past, but currently you're not very successful or famous, if you stage a comeback, you do something that gets people to notice you again. Well, they tried to stage a comeback, but the Monkees sealed the deal after a strikeout with the bases loaded in the ninth.
Ooh.
To seal the deal means you do something to make it final or definite. If you seal a deal, it might be that you have signed a contract with a company. Oh, we sealed the deal. They signed the contract. It's done.
Mm-hmm. And nothing can be done to change it. And after a strikeout with the bases loaded in the ninth inning, the Monkees emerged victorious. And a strikeout, of course, you know what that means. It means you've had three attempts to hit the ball when the ball was either in the strike zone or you swung at a pitch. Three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Now let's move on to the final paragraph here. Regarding the current World Baseball ranking, Cuba retains the top spot, despite the fact that they did not win the Baseball Classic. The Dominicans did, but still Cuba is ranked number one. The U.S. is number two, and Japan is number three. But, hey, this is good news for Taiwan. Taiwan has moved up to the number fourth position.
They had been in the fifth place, or had been in the fifth position, as Tom said, but because they did very well this year, they moved ahead. Now, you might be saying to yourself, why isn't the Dominican Republic in numbers one through four? They're the ones who actually won the whole thing. Well, they hadn't done well in years past, so they take all of your rankings from past competitions and matchups, and they factor that in together. So we'll probably see them up higher next year, or in the next 4 years when they come back and play again. We'll see.
Who was in number four before, actually? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Maybe Korea?
It'd be great if it was Korea, because if Taiwan is now ahead of Korea, that's certainly good news for people in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the Taiwan-Korean rivalry, but in any case, I'm sure lots of people here in Taiwan are very happy that Taiwan is now ahead of Korea in the world rankings.
Let's talk about this grammar word here, respectively. We use it when we write only. Do not use this when you're speaking. It is only used in writing. Here we've got the sentence, Cuba retains the top spot, so they held on to the top spot. They had been number one in the previous rankings, the United States and Japan in second and third place, respectively. So if you say respectively, it means in the order that you mentioned them, that's what's true. So we mentioned the United States and Japan in second and third place. So second goes with United States, and Japan goes with the third place. We use that when we're ordering things, but again, only in written form.
It kind of depends on how you want to express yourself. You can say Cuba, the United States, and Japan are in first, second, and third place, respectively. That might be a quicker way of expressing that mm-hmm. instead of enumerating one or listing one at a time, actually. But in any case here, yes, Taiwan moved up to the fourth position from fifth place. And this climb in the ranks, you could also say in the rankings, has inspired Taiwanese people to pay more attention to baseball, and this also brought back local pride, which had previously dissipated. I don't know how true that is. I think people here in Taiwan have always been proud of their baseball, especially with Wang Jianming getting headlines all over the place, but I guess baseball had kind of waned. declined in popularity. We have the word dissipate here, which means things kind of dissolve and, you know, disappear, basically.
Yeah, we'll use it sometimes when we're talking about things like the fog. You know, there's fog in the morning, and once the sun comes up, the fog sort of dissipates. It spreads out and disappears slowly. But it looks like people are getting all their pride back. It was kind of a cool time in Taiwan. I think there was a pop singer that wrote a song specifically for the World Baseball Classic.
Really?
So when the games were being played on TV, that song was being played again and again.
Whoa.
But I thought it was kind of cool that there was so much national pride for the team.
It is quite exciting to see that, to see people in Taiwan going nuts for their team. I think actually when they lost to Japan, there was actually a boy, a teenager or a college boy. He was in tears because Taiwan lost the game.
Aww.
It can make a grown man cry.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们往下看第二段第三句。This game also did not disappoint the fans with its exciting and nerve-wracking plays. 这场比赛精彩又刺激的演出也没有让球迷失望。Wrack, W-R-A-C-K, 是折磨、破坏的意思。Nerve-wracking plays 也可以说是 plays that wrack nerves, 比赛过程让神经很紧张的意思。但这样讲太绕口了。因此用复合形容词，用名词 nerve 加上连字号以及现在分词 racking 来形成 nerve-racking plays 这个名词片语。接下来看第四句 ，Never did the monkeys think of resting on their laurels during the matchup, much to the lions' dismay。桃园队在比赛中完全没有满足于既得的奖杯，让统一师大失所望。这边把 never 放在句首是倒装句的用法。原句是 The monkeys never thought of resting on their laurels. 因为把 never 拉到句首，因此需要在主词前面加上助动词 did. Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, 就是月桂、桂冠的意思。Resting on their laurels, 在他们的桂冠上休息，引申为满足于既有的成就的意思。Dismay 这个字 D-I-S-M-A-Y 常常出现在 much to one's dismay 这个用语中。To once 后面接上情绪名词，就是让某人感到很怎么样怎么样的意思。本段第五句是 The lions tried valiantly to stage a comeback, but the monkeys sealed the deal after a strikeout with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. 统一师全力争取逆转，但是桃园队于第九局满垒时将统一师三振，锁定了胜局。Stage 做名词使用就是舞台的意思，而当动词使用时是上演。或发动的意思，例如时有所闻的假车祸，因为就好像是把马路当成舞台，把汽车当道具，自己当作演员一样来演出来的事件，因为这是 staged crashes 或者是 staged accidents。 另外若是说到发动抗议或罢工等等，可以说 stage a protest P-R-O-T-E-S-T 或者是 stage a strike S-T-R-I-K-E。 Seal the deal 这个片语非常好用，一定要学起来哦。Deal, D-E-A-L, 是交易的意思，而 seal, S-E-A-L, 则是以盖章的方式确认成交，还有密封、紧闭的意思，形成一个押韵的片语。除了原来的意思，成交、达成协议之外，还可以衍生为锁定胜局的意思。最后看到第三段第一句后半的 With the United States and Japan in second and third place, respectively. Respectively, 这个字的意思是分别的。口语很少用，只用在书写英文。放在句尾，前面可以综合陈述两个以上的事物的状态。句尾加上逗点，再加上 respectively， 就可以表示这些事物分别是怎么样怎么样。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thanks for joining us and enjoy whatever game of the CPBL that you choose to attend this year. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.